Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to All Saints this morning, to those of you here and to those of you watching at home, and a special welcome to everyone at Windsor Court. Today we welcome April and Connor, Archer and Julia, and all their family and friends. My name is Helen, and I'm Children and Families Ministry Leader here at All Saints and St Andrews. There's just a couple of things to mention. This service is being live streamed, for my welcome, but the only bits that are being filmed will be up the front here and down the back at the font. So if you don't want to be on the live stream, just avoid those two places. That would be good. If you need the bathroom, it's just through the curtains here to the left-hand side. So all the words on the screen, all the words that you need will be on the screen. The words in white are for me and Jeff, and the words in yellow are for you. So let's just pray as we begin. Father God, thank you that we can meet here today. Thank you for Connor and April, Archer and Julia. We just pray, Lord, that you will be with us this morning as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we're going to begin our service today with a song. It's called Praises Rising. Hopefully some people will know it. And so if you're able and you would like to, please stand for Praises Rising. I knew I'd get in a muddle. I'm supposed to remember to click as well. And I'm supposed to tell you about the Christmas choir. This is me. I'm never very organised. I have too many things to multitask. So the Christmas choir is starting tonight at St Andrews. It's for the two carol concerts carol services on Christmas Eve. Anybody can join the choir. You don't need to be particularly good at singing, but just enjoy singing. Come along at 7:45 this evening at St Andrews. So, right, I'll try again now. So, if you'd like to stand, we're going to sing Praises Rising. Thank you. Please do sit down again. So April and Connor have brought their children here today for baptism. And many of you here know April and Connor well and will remember their lovely wedding here in this church some time ago. So I have the pleasure of seeing them regularly at Early Birds, which is our special service for families with young children. So it's very special for me to be here to do this service today. So April and Connor, if you'd like to come to the front, please, with Archer and Julia and your supporters. So there's April and Connor and six supporters. So if you would like to come to the front and stand here, that would be great. Lovely. You can arrange yourselves to face everybody. That would be great. Lovely. So just a reminder, the words in white are for me and yellow are for you. Brilliant. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them." Today we thank God for Archer and Julia who have come to be baptized. Christ loves them and welcomes them into his church. So I ask you all, and that's you as well, will you help Archer and Julia to become part of God's family? We will. Will you promise to support them as they begin their journey of faith? We will. Parents and supporters, you speak for Archer and Julia today. God knows them by name and they are his. Will you pray for Archer and Julia and help them to follow Christ?
We will.
Fantastic. Parents have a special joy and responsibility to help their children experience faith and live as followers of Jesus. We now invite Connor and April to make promises to commit to God, by God's grace, to help Archer and Julia to grow in their faith. I'm just going to give them the microphone to hold. You can just hold that near you somewhere. So if you'd like to say together.
Mm-hmm. We will show God's love for my children by what I do and say. I will take time to pray with them. I will set aside time to read them stories from the Bible. I will take them to church so that they can learn from other Christians.
Brilliant. Well done. Let's put that down there. So thank you. If you can all go and sit back down again, you're going to have to get up again in a bit, but we'll be up and down. So that's lovely. So at Early Birds, we have a lovely time with Bible stories, crafts, prayers and singing. And the children love to join in. So we're going to sing now one of our much-loved songs. And it would be great if you can all join in with the actions. And I'm also hoping that maybe someone else who knows the song might like to come and do the actions with me. Maybe. So if you're able and you would like to, please stand for Nothing's Too Big, Big, Big. Now, the actions are mostly Nothing's Too Big, Big, Big for his power. Nothing's Too Teeny Weeny for his small. But Margaret very kindly has agreed to come and join me. So if you'd like to stand, you'll need to stand. And let's join in with Nothing's Too Big. Ho. Oh.
Go. Nothing's too big, big, big for his power.
Nothing's too
little, little for his care.
Nothing's too
big, big, big for his power.
Nothing's too idly, widdly for his care.
Big, big, big for his power.
Nothing's too
really, really for his care.
Nothing's
Oh, okay. Brilliant. Well done for joining in. That was fantastic. It's a good workout first thing in the morning. And I've already done jumping for God this morning down at St. Andrew's, so I'll definitely have earned my coffee later. So, right, so Margaret's going to bring our reading, and then Jeff is going to bring our talk. So I'll just move that on. Lovely. Thank you, Margaret.
This morning's reading is from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 4 to 7. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of our righteousness, of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Well, you may say, there's still 5 weeks to go. But the truth is, you know, most of the stores I've been in put out their Christmas stock back in September. Seems to me it gets earlier every year. So have you done yours yet? The problem, of course, with doing your Christmas shopping too early, if you've got children, is it just gives them longer to find where you've hidden their presents. I have a granddaughter who is so inquisitive, the moment she sees any sign her mum has done Christmas shopping, she starts searching. So much so, now her mum has to store her presents in the next door neighbour's house. But I guess searching for signs and gifts, well, that's all part of Christmas, isn't it? It's certainly what those wise men did when they saw the sign of the star. They started to search for this newborn king. And it's what the shepherds did as well when the angels said, your saviour's been born and this is the sign, you'll find a baby in a manger. Well, they went to look. So I think Christmas really is about searching for signs and looking for gifts. Now you may be wondering why I'm talking about Christmas when we've got a baptism. Well, the reason is that baptism and Christmas have a lot in common. They're both about seeing signs. They're both about receiving wonderful gifts. And they're both about a new born. Christmas, of course, is the sign of God's greatest gift to the world, the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem. And it says in one of our carols, he was born to give us second birth. And baptism really is the sign of that second birth. The Bible calls it the washing of rebirth in our reading, and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Something about a sign, something about new birth. Now that rebirth is something Jesus spoke about once when he met this guy called Nicodemus. Nicodemus said to him, we know you come from God. And Jesus said, well, actually, you can't see God or his kingdom unless you get reborn. You what? Says Nicodemus. How's that possible? And Jesus said to him, you need to be born of water and the Spirit. You need, as it says in one version of the Bible, a baptism into a new life. Nicodemus was rather puzzled by that. And Jesus went on to say, well, you've been born physically, but that's not enough if you really want to come alive inside. You need to be born again, anew, from above. Well, I'm not sure Nicodemus really understood what Jesus was talking about. It made him think, though. And it reminds me of a conversation that a friend of mine had with a guy he met on a train once. They got chatting, and the talk turned to religion. And my friend, who's a Christian, said to this guy, "Do you believe in God then?" And this guy said, "Well, I would if I could see him." And my friend said rather cheekily, "Well, Jesus says you can't see God unless you're reborn." And he said, "What do you mean? I was born into a perfectly good family. I had a loving family life. I was brought up to do the right thing. I'm okay as I am. Why do I need to be reborn?" Well, it's a good question, isn't it? The reason is this. We all live in a broken world. We're born into a broken world. And that brokenness affects every single one of us. Sometimes in ways that we don't really understand. You see, life does not work the way God meant it to work. There is something inside of us that makes us go wrong. And there is only one cure for that. And that's what it says in our reading. Through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that will cure us. So it's a brilliant thing that you've done, bringing Archer and Julia for baptism. It shows that you want them to have this new life that the Lord Jesus Christ can give to people. It shows that you want them to be reborn into this new world. And really, you see, baptism is the sign of the start of that new life. Just as the star sign was a sign for those wise men to find Jesus Christ. And when they did, it was a revelation to them. They fell down on their knees when they saw him and they worshipped him. And baptism can lead to that, so long as we open it up and start to live it. Let me try and illustrate it. Supposing somebody gave you a gift. Imagine you've got a rich, very rich uncle, and you're his favourite niece or nephew, and he gives you this Christmas present. Now you know something in there is going to be really good. Maybe it's a Rolex watch or an iPhone 17 or whatever number the iPhones are now, or a luxury holiday. And you receive the gift and you're quite excited and you put it down and you sit and you look at it and you say to yourself, "That's beautiful, that's so kind of him," and you never open it. Well, baptism into new life is a bit like that. You can just look. Baptism is a beautiful thing. You can just look at it. But if you open it, it really opens up to a new world. And a light goes on in your life. I was talking to a woman just this last week, and she said to me, when she was a child, she found reading very difficult. She was dyslexic and she couldn't make out the words. And one Christmas, her mother gave her a beautiful present. It was a book of the stories of Jesus Christ. And she said when she opened it, it was like a light going on in her life. It was wonderful. She was enraptured by this book. And she spent several hours poring through this book. And then she closed it and put it down. And her mum said to her, "How is it that you can read that book from cover to cover and you can't read your storybooks from school?" You see, baptism and the new life in Christ is a bit like that. We have to open it up for ourselves and for our children. Think of it like this. Imagine someone gives you a brand new car, top of the range car, very expensive, and it's yours for free. And imagine that in addition to that car, they will pay the insurance every year for you. That's all free too. You can have as much fuel as you like in that car, they're going to pay for that. Road tax paid for, servicing paid for. If the car goes wrong or it breaks down, it's all fixed for free. Imagine that. There's only one problem. You can't drive. So that car's not much good to you, really. It sits on the driveway. You can get in it and listen to the music and enjoy the heated seats for a while, but you're not going anywhere. So what do? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? You learn to drive. Baptism into the new life is like that. It's a new life that is a totally free gift. Baptism is the ignition key. It comes with insurance, eternal life. It comes with free fuel, the Holy Spirit powering you up to live this new life. If it goes wrong, He will fix it for you. But if you never learn how to live it, how to drive it, if you like, it's not much good. You're not going anywhere. So how do you learn to drive the new life that God gives through Jesus? Well, it's a bit like learning how to drive. You ask Jesus Christ into the passenger seat of your life. You put your faith in Him and you do what He says. And then the adventure begins. It won't be easy. You'll be a learner for the rest of your life, but at least you're going somewhere. And the great adventure will begin. Maybe you were baptized as a child and you've never really opened it up. Maybe today you could unwrap it. Let's just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we ask today that if there's anyone here who's never opened up the new life you gave them when they were baptized, that today they may be able to start. And those of us who've been Christians for a long time, help us to live the life that you've given to us through baptism, through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jeff. Certainly given us something to think about. April and Connor and Archer and Julia, would you like to come back up to the front again, please? So we've come to the part of the service now where there's a choice to make for each one of us. It's an opportunity to think about what we've done, and you are invited, if you would like to join in with the responses. So we'll just wait for Archer to get here. I'll give you that to hold again, if I may. Just for a minute. So we all wander from God and lose our way. Christ comes to find us and welcomes us home. In baptism, we respond to His call. Therefore, I ask, and I ask all of you to join in with the responses. Do you turn away from sin? I turn away from sin. Do you reject evil? Do you turn to Christ? I turn to Christ. Do you give your life to Him? I give my life to Him. Thank you. Oops. Now, the baptism service has three parts, so I wonder if you know what they are. I'm not going to test you, even though we talked about it, didn't we, the other day. But there's the cross, reminding us of what Jesus has done for us. There's water, a symbol of washing us clean, and there's light, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and that we should shine like lights too when we follow Him. So we're going to start with the first one by making the sign of a cross on Archer and Julia's foreheads. So I've done that. Right. Oops. So Archer, I've just got a special little bit of oil on here. Put on my. Okay, I'm just going to put it here. Archer. Christ claims you for His own. Receive the sign of the cross. Oop. Julia. Ooh. I know, I'm so sorry. It's nothing horrible. It's nothing horrible. It's a little cross there. Sorry. Julia, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Do not be ashamed of Christ. You are his forever. So if we can say together, stand bravely with him, oppose the power of evil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. We're now going to affirm our faith. So let us affirm together with those who are being baptized our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brilliant. Lovely. I'll take that now. Okay, so we are going to go to the back of church now. We're going to sing as we go, but the parents, children, godparents, supporters are going to go and stand by the font with Jeff, and we're going to sing as they go. So just while Andy swaps cameras and things as well. So we're going to sing, I Believe in Jesus.
You might like to turn around and face the font. And I'm going to say a prayer over the water. We praise you, loving Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. At his baptism in the River Jordan, you poured out your Spirit on him. He sent his followers to baptize all who turn to him. And so, Father, we ask you to bless this water, that in it those who are baptized may be cleansed in the water of life, filled with your Spirit, and know themselves loved as your children, safe in Christ forever. Yes. I'm not sure you'll want to hug me when when I do what I'm going to do. So let's have Archer first. Dad's going to lift him up. Is that all right? Archer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Julia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I think that deserves a clap for her, don't you? Now Helen's going to. May God, who's received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. I think Helen's going to.
Oh, I think there's still some, but I'll come. Shall I just come and say it? Oh. I'll stay here. I'm trying to see round the corner. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
You'll need to look that way.
Yes, you'll need to turn around to say the yellow words. So as we welcome Archer and Julia. So we welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. That's another round of applause, and perhaps you'd like to walk them down the front so everyone can see it. And we've got some gifts at the front for you as well, so lovely. If you'd like to sit down and think, Carol's going to come and lead us in our prayers. I just have to check. Oop. Carol's going to lead us in our prayers now.
We rejoice with Connor and April on this special day, and so we pray for them. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have answered many prayers in bringing April and Connor and their children to this day. We thank you. Bless them, we pray, in the joys and delights of parenthood. But we remember that there will be difficult times ahead, and so we pray, God, that you will strengthen and guide them. Especially be with Archer and Julia as they grow, and bless their future lives. In your name, Lord, amen. Now I'm going to use a prayer that prays for many of the people who've been involved today, the parents, supporters, grandparents, friends. And as we pray this, many of us also have these roles with other friends and families, so we're actually praying for ourselves as well. Heavenly Father, bless Connor and April as they celebrate the baptism of their children. Watch over them that they may be examples of your love, peace, and joy to their children, friends, and all who come into contact with them. Bless their supporters as they have committed to support the family. Guide them as they offer help and support now and throughout this journey of life. Bless Julia and Archer's grandparents and great-grandparents as they see their family growing. Encourage them to pass on their wisdom with gentleness and truth, offering love and joy to the whole family. And bless all the friends here today. As our lives change and move on, inspire as to be a listening presence, a calming influence, and a source of joy as new experiences are shared together. Father, bless our family and friends. Above all, bless, guide, and protect Archer and Julia. Loving God, watch over and protect us all, we pray. Amen. And I'm going to use an old prayer as we pray for April and Connor's home. O God, make the door of their house wide enough to receive all who need human love and friendship, but narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride, and strife. Make its threshold smooth enough to be no stumbling block to children, nor to straying feet, but strong enough to turn away the power of evil. God, make the door of their house a gateway to your eternal kingdom. In your name, amen. Now I'm going to finish with a very simple prayer, but we've got some actions to this. So I'm hoping the children and the rest of us will join in. And I just want to show you, I want you to have a quick practice of the actions. They're ever so simple. I want you to use your hands and draw a circle in the air in front of you. Oh, very good. That is representing the earth, the world, which we're going to pray for. Now, a smaller one. The smaller one is our family and friends. Now, point to yourself. Are all the children doing this? I'm not embarrassed, are they? Some of them I'm not sure about. And then finally, the window at the east end, we've got a picture of Jesus and another one on the carving below. So we're going to point in that direction to Jesus. Okay? Right. Let's start with our big circle. Dear God, thank you for our wonderful world. Be close to all the people who need help. A smaller circle. Thank you for my friends and family. Help us to be kind to each other all the time. To ourselves. Thank you for me. Keep me safe and help me as I grow. And point two. Thank you for Jesus. Be very close to me always. Amen. Right, I think we've now got the words of the Lord's Prayer on the screen, which we can say together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. So now to the last part of the baptism service, the light. So April and Connor and children, if you'd like to come back up to the front, Margaret's going to come and help me. And the candles are just there. I haven't got it out. Sorry, very organised. Yes. Can you hold them and light them, or you can do them from the front, whichever. Yeah. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. And you will. Oop. Okay, well done. So you can give them. Yes, that's fine. You pass them over. So one for Archer and one for Julia. Can you hold that, Archer? That's it. Very carefully. Lovely. You have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. We say together, as shine as a light in the world, to the glory of God the Father. Brilliant. There. That's very special. That's to remind you to be like Jesus, to follow him, but to be his light in the world to your friends and your family. I think, do you want to blow it out or do you want to walk down the church with it? I don't know. Maybe. Let's blow it out, maybe. Can you blow it out, Archer? You want to blow it out? Big blow. Brilliant. Well done. Well done. Well done. Lovely. That's great. So as this service draws to a close, we're going to sing together a lovely hymn that April's chosen, Be Thou My Vision. So if you're able to and you're able to stand and would like to, please do. Okay, Be Thou My Vision. Oh. Thank you all so much for joining us today for this special service. Please do stay, enjoy refreshments. There's coffee at the front. I think I might have spotted some cake too. And if you'd like prayer for anything you want to ask or talk about anything you've heard today, then see the prayer team who will be back at the back around the sound desk. And we're just going to finish with a blessing. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.